WCYB Cybercrime Radio, this is Zach Hack with Cybercrime News. Here's what's happening. Hackers targeted major auto parts manufacturer Denso Corporation in a ransomware cyber attack late last month, reports the Asahi Shimbun. A group calling itself Rook issued a statement on its website claiming responsibility for the cyber attack and said it had stolen 1.1 terabytes of data from Denso, Japan's largest auto parts manufacturer with annual sales of 5 trillion yen or 44 billion. Bloomberg reports the European Union began testing its cyber defense responsiveness on Friday with a simulated attack on a fictitious Finnish power company as the bloc seeks to strengthen its digital defenses amid concerns about potential attacks. The Finnish attack is part of a six-week exercise to stress test Europe's resilience, strengthen preparedness and cooperation among member states, and improve the effectiveness of a joint response. From Computer Weekly, Cheshire-based contractor payroll service provider Brooks & Group has referred itself to the UK National Cybersecurity Center after its networks were targeted by an extremely aggressive cyber attack on January 13th. The incident is being investigated. Brooks & has more than 15,700 clients on its books, including contractors and freelancers working across a variety of industry verticals. Rolling Stone has learned that the UK government is set to launch a multi-pronged publicity attack on end-to-end encryption. One key objective, mobilizing public opinion against Facebook's decision to encrypt its Messenger app. One of the activities considered as part of the publicity offensive is a striking stunt, placing an adult and a child, both actors, in a glass box, with the adult looking knowingly at the child as the glass fades to black. This morning, Crypto.com halted withdrawals from its platform in response to several thefts reported by consumers. Dogecoin founder Billy Marcus noticed a suspicious transaction pattern on Etherscan that prompted the company to halt all transactions until it figures out what's going on. Ben Baller, a cryptocurrency enthusiast, claimed that his account had been breached, losing 4.28 Ether, which is worth about $15,000. CNN reports the emergency room of Jackson Hospital, a 100-bed facility on Florida's panhandle, called its IT director to report it couldn't connect to the charting system doctors use to look up patients' medical histories. The IT director realized the software was infected with ransomware. The hospital shut down its computer systems and reverted to pen and paper to keep the hospital running and organized. As a result of the quick response and action, patient care was not disrupted. That's what's happening. This is Zach Hack for Cybercrime Radio.